This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
You can choose to view this era as one of threatening change and unsettling volatility, or you can see it as a moment charged with the most exciting possibilities presented to educators in our lifetimes.
That was MIT President Susan Hockfield earlier today at the debut of EdX, a joint initiative by MIT and Harvard to offer classes online to anyone for free for now. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov was at the announcement. Hi, Monica.
Hi there.
So last year, MIT essentially made the same announcement when they unveiled plans for this thing called MITx. What is different about this?
It's a lot bigger. They're partnering with Harvard and eventually other schools that also want to put their courses online. They're using this open course software that lets them put it all out there.
So what exactly is EdX? Will I be able to say that I graduated from Harvard or MIT from the comforts of my couch?
Certainly not, but you could take MIT's Circuits and Electronics course, for instance, and if you complete it and get a good grade, you could get a certificate, and there'll be also many other courses to come. But essentially, EdX is the open source platform that allows universities to put these courses online and allows students to take them for free anywhere in the world and possibly get a certificate for it. And as I said, this isn't limited to Harvard and MIT. That's what makes this so big. Here's Anat Agarwal, who headed up MITx when it first launched last year, and he'll be the first president of EdX.
The EdX team will provide production help and hosting help and operational help to other universities who want to offer the courses on this platform.
So get more specific with me here, Monica. I sign up for a course. What do I get?
You get video lessons, embedded quizzes, online laboratories, opportunities to chat with professors and other students who will also create their own learning circles.
Considering MIT's focus on research, I wonder if there's any thought that this is an opportunity to experiment with online teaching techniques.
It is a very big opportunity, and they see that opportunity. They say their core values include not only improving learning throughout the world with EdX, but it's also taking all of this data they're going to be gleaning from this project and using it to research education, because they can look at things at like which teaching methods work best, how students learn, and then they can apply that not only to online offerings, but also to the classes they have on campus.
And considering it's globally available, that's the possibility for a massive data set to result from all of this. That's cool, but it's free, so where's the money coming from?
Well, at first, Harvard and MIT are both putting $30 million into the equation to start it up. And that might not seem like a drop in the bucket, but eventually they may need to make some money off of this. And MIT Provost Raphael Rafe said that when I asked him about will they monetize it, he said right now it's free, but they will have to be self-sustaining in the future.
Clearly, we want to make sure that this does not become a drain on the budgets of Harvard and MIT. So in that sense, we need to find a way to monetize that.
Lastly, Monica, has there been any pushback? This is sort of an online education versus residential education classic conflict. I'm aware that a few MIT faculty members had made their reservations known publicly about MITx.
Yeah, or you could think about it as tuition paying versus free online learners dueling it out. There have been questions raised by MIT faculty about this. One professor emeritus wrote that MIT is an expensive university that offers essentially a very high-touch apprenticeship, and online courses just don't do that, so this may be diluting the brand. Then I also spoke today with the chair of the MIT faculty, and he also has concerns that it could jeopardize the future of residential education. But he feels like MIT is paying close attention to that. And if they really do use what they learn from these courses to enhance the on-campus experience and courses, then the university will stay attractive to paying students.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov, thank you so much.
You're welcome.